Listen to part of a conversation between two students. The woman is helping the man review for a biology examination.
Okay, so what do you think we should go over next?
How about if we go over this stuff about how bacteria become resistant to antibiotics?
Okay.
But first of all, though, how many pages do we have left? I told my roommate I'd meet her at the library at 7 o'clock.
There's only a few pages left. We should be finished in a few minutes.
Okay. So,
About how bacteria become resistant to antibiotics.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you know that some bacteria cells are able to resist the drugs we use against them, and that's because they have these special genes that, like, protect them from the drugs.
Right. If I remember correctly, I think the genes, like, weaken the antibiotics or, like, stop the antibiotics from getting into the bacteria cell, something like that?
Exactly. So when bacteria have these genes, it's very difficult for the antibiotics to kill the bacteria.
Right.
So do you remember what those genes are called?
Resistance genes. Resistance genes, right. Resistance genes, okay.
And that makes sense, right? Because they help the bacteria resist the antibiotics.
Yeah, that makes sense, okay.
Okay, but the question is, how do bacteria get the resistance genes?
How do they get the resistance genes? They just inherit them from the parent cell, right?
Okay, yeah, that's true. They can inherit them from the parent cell, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm talking about how they get resistance genes from other cells in their environment. You know, from the other cells around them.
Oh, I see what you mean. Is that stuff about hopping genes or something like that?
Right. Although, actually, they're called jumping genes, not hopping genes.
Oh, okay. Jumping genes.
Yeah, but they have another name, too, that I can't think of. Let me see if I can find it here in the book.
I think it's probably on...
Oh, okay. Here it is. Transposons. That's what they're called.
Let me see. Okay. Transposons. So... transposon is another name for a jumping gene?
Right. And these transposons are, you know, like little bits of DNA that are able to move from one cell to another. That's why they're called jumping genes. They kind of, you know, jump from one cell to another.
Okay.
And these transposons are how resistance genes are able to get from one bacteria cell to another bacteria cell. What happens is that a resistance gene from one cell attaches itself to a transposon, and then when the transposon jumps to another cell...
the other cell gets the resistance gene, and...
right.
That's how it becomes resistant to antibiotics.
Right.
Wow, that's really cool. So that's how it happens.
That's how it happens.